kids. But Carl has stayed in the area, has been living at our house, which has been a real blessing for Julie and I to have him there. But I've asked Carl to share his story. He'll be here this Sunday, Lord willing, next Sunday. But I asked him, would you share your story? Because he's been pouring into it. He's kind of had a little corner in the area here for a while. We called it Carl's Corner, which was the sound booth for a while. He's thankfully helped others get to the place where they're doing it now. We're delighted to have that part. But we're sad to see him go. But I thought it would be good if we could hear his story. So, Carl, come on up. He's going to share for a little bit his story with us and let us know what's going on. But as he gets ready to go, if you are third, fourth, and fifth graders, you're going to be with Miss Donna this week because we got a teacher change. And you're going to be, if you're under second grade and lower, you're going to be with Miss Lauren. So if you are second, third, fourth grade, no, said that wrong. Third, fourth, and fifth grade, head back to Miss Donna and she'll take you back there. And if you're younger than that, you're going to be with Miss Lauren. And we'll let you get back there and then we'll let Mr. Carl share what's on his heart for us. So, all right. Carl, take it away.
But Jeff asked me yesterday, and God had been kind of laying it on my heart that maybe I should offer to share my testimony. Not that I've got some amazing story to tell you, but I think it's good for us to get up here once in a while. One, to take account for all the things that God's done in our lives, but two, to then share that with other people that we come in contact with, because I think that can encourage and others. Because sometimes you'll see in a testimony, you'll go, hey, that's a lot like my life is, or hey, that's similar to what I had. And through that, maybe God can encourage you through that. So I'm going to ask you a couple of things. One is that one of the things I don't want to do when I'm up here is cast a shadow. And I mean that in the way that I don't want me to come through in this testimony, but I want God to come through. I want the light of Christ to come through. So I'm going to ask you to focus on the words when I say God and Christ and other things like that, and kind of ignore the things that when I say I, me, or us, because I think this testimony that I want to share with you is more about sharing what God's done in my life than it is about sharing things that I've done in my life. So it may come across that way, but I hope it doesn't. So who am I? Where have I been? What have I done? I was born in a Christian home. Many years ago, my mom and dad were both Christians. They accepted Christ at young ages, or fairly young age. My mom, I think, was a teenager. But I was in church probably from a few days to a few weeks after I was born, and consistently been in church every week, or for the most part every week. Not that that's an amazing thing. It's just what we did. We were Christians. I lived in a Christian home. We grew up that way. Excuse me. I've got some notes. I want to make sure I don't ramble. We went to church, we went to VBS, we went to Sunday school. My mom taught Sunday school, my dad was involved in the church, a lot of things. So all I knew, for the most part, for my first 10 or 12 years of my life was church things. So to me, making the decision to accept Christ was probably a smart thing to do. It was what we did. It's what you heard about in church all the time. So I did. I accepted Christ, and I know that I accepted Christ when I was about 10 or 12, and I know it was a decision that I made because I know the Holy Spirit entered me at that time. Do I know exactly when? No, I don't know exactly when that was. And it's probably not that important. The important part is that I accepted Christ as my Savior with the help of my mom. But, you know, my life didn't change a whole lot. I was still in a Christian home. I still went to church every Sunday. I still did the church things. And that's a good thing, I think, because I think that laid some of the foundation that I would need later on in life. Having a strong Christian home and coming from a strong Christian home helped me endure things that, you know, maybe I wouldn't have been able to endure otherwise. But it wasn't until I left for college that it was really became my decision to live for Christ. And when I went to college, I decided that, you know what, this is cool. I can make all the decisions I want on my own. You know, it's kind of a liberating thing when you go to college. You think, hey, if I don't want to go to church, I don't have to go to church. Whoa, it's kind of cool. So I chose not to for a little while. In fact, I kind of wandered away from God for a little bit. Not very far, not an extreme amount, but God still had a plan for me in my life, and he brought me to a group called BASIC, which is Brothers and Sisters in Christ. It's a group of college-age kids that got together and studied the Bible, and there was a great man and a woman, Jeff Thorne and Debbie Thorne, that led that ministry, and it just brought back to me that it was a place where I could find comfort and the usual things in life, and I was glad that God placed that into my life, because at that point in my life, I'd kind of fallen back. I'd started going to hanging out with my friends and even going to the bar and drinking and getting drunk and doing those kind of things, not And God showed me that he was still in my life and he still had a plan for me. So we went on a missions trip, or a missions conference, actually, down in Louisville, Kentucky. And during that conference, it started hitting on me that, you know, living this life is something that I need to make a decision to do. And it was emphasized through the missions conference that that was something we needed to do. So I chose at that point in time to not only know Christ as my Savior, but then to live for Christ as my Savior. And that was really, to me, a turning point in my life, to where now it was my decision to do it. It wasn't something I was doing because, you know what, I grew up that way. I got to do it because mom and dad are doing it, because we go to church on Sunday. No, we're going to church on Sunday because I want to go to church on Sunday. So God was there and protected me through that. But then at that time, too, I started meeting this really cute girl, amazing girl that Nan, you guys all most know her. We started dating. Actually, she was in college. She went to a college in South Carolina, and I was in a college in Michigan. But the long-distance relationship team seemed to work for us, and we eventually got married and had three kids. But and we got plugged into some really good churches, and I think that's part of the important part of our lives. I talked a little bit about my heritage and my parents and their impact in our lives. But again, God seemed to be there through this as well, because as we got married, she was a Christian. She came from a Christian home. But we were able to complement each other, and she encouraged me, and I encouraged her, and we got another good foundation from a church that we were at, and taught us about the importance of this book and how important God's Word is in our lives, and the fact that no matter where we are, if we have God's Word in our lives, we have an understanding of who God is, and through that we can understand a lot. So that really laid a foundation. But again, it was at the point where we were just kind of going through the motions. We were just kind of, we'd go to church every Sunday, and we'd go to do this, we'd do that, but there wasn't really the heart attitude. We really didn't have the heart into it. And we were doing these Sunday night services where we would play a video, and I think one of them was a Max Lucado video, and there were several others, but it talked about having purpose in our Christian life and about leaving a legacy in our Christian lives. And how do we leave a legacy? How do we take the things that God has taught us throughout our years and pass those on to our kids and pass us on to their kids? I mean, how do we leave this legacy? Because, you know, our life that we're here on earth is only a short time. And then, you know, God may choose to take us home. But how do we make sure that the message that God has given us carries on through others? So that challenged Nan and I. And about that time, my aunt, who had German parents, my grandma and grandpa came from Germany in the 1920s or so, immigrated to the United States. And my dad and my aunt were born in the United States, and neither of them had ever been to Germany. So my brother-in-law came up with this idea, hey, let's take Aunt Margaret and let's go to Germany. Nan and I both, growing up, have always had a love for Europe and wanting to live and work in Europe. And so we're, of course, up for this opportunity to go to Europe and explore Germany a little bit. So we jumped on the bandwagon. We came over here. And it was really, that was kind of a turning point for us as well, because as we were here, we saw our family and we saw the need for people here to know Christ and to understand who Christ was. Because even though the Reformation began here and there's a strong Christian heritage in Europe in general, there's a somewhat of a lackluster appeal for it. So at that time, that kind of played in with the services that we were hearing that night. And so we went back after we were here for 10 days and realized that, okay, God wanted us to come back here to Germany somehow. We weren't quite sure how that was, but he wanted us to come back here. So we wanted to, at that point, we'd kind of, both of us had made a decision, okay, we're gonna live by faith and trust God to take care of certain things. I had a job opportunity down in Passau, which is the southern part of Germany, but that fell through. And during this time of interviewing for this job, Nan was able to meet a German fellow who was a missionary here with ABWE, and he was coming to the United States to raise support for a mission he was doing here. And it was just amazing hearing his story about how he wanted to do a training session and train young people to go out and teach others. It kind of tied in with the things that we saw when we were here in 2008. And through that, we were able to make acquaintances and really start introducing ourselves to people in Germany and starting to understand more of the culture here. And so it was neat how God laid those things together, and then eventually the opportunity that I had to come work with the Corps of Engineers through Hewlett-Packard opened up for us. And throughout that whole thing, we could see God's hand in many ways. The way he orchestrated some of the things, we took a step of faith. I remember when Nan and I decided that we were going to move here and I'd accepted the position, we sat down with each of the kids. And it's an interesting how they each reacted, because Preston was of the age at the time to where he was just big into soccer. And he thought, oh, that's awesome. We can go watch Germany play soccer. That'd be great to see it. And Conrad was a little bit lackluster. He was kind of in the middle. And then Genevieve kind of was, which surprised us, was a little upset about the fact that we were moving to Germany. She says, and we're like, why don't you want to move to Germany? Oh, because all they do is eat bratwurst and play soccer, and I don't like either of those two. But eventually they came along with us, and it was a little bit of a struggle at first, but we could see God's hand in many ways. We were able to be involved in an English-German-speaking church here, and I was able to help out with the sound there as well, and Nan was able to help out with other things. The man, Michael Lando, who's the pastor that we met in the States, we went over to help him build their ministry center a little bit there and encourage him a little bit. He encouraged us, helped us get plugged into it here. We were able to go up in northern part of Germany with a camp and actually help them with some maintenance work and stuff like that. They have an English-speaking camp. There's a group from a Christian camp in the States that comes over and does a camp there, a summer camp, an English camp, and they were able to go and we were able to go and help them fix up their buildings and things like that. And then I'm going to jump forward to a little bit to kind of wrap things up a little bit, but it brings us to where we are now. And really, this point in our life is where we're really being stretched in our faith, I think, in that most of you know our story. We've been wanting to go back to the States ever since we came here. We've always had this plan of 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. Well, this winter, I guess, in January, we finally made the decision. This is the year we're going to move back. Based on the age of our kids and things like that, going back, this was the right time to do it. But we didn't know when. And so we trusted God that he would take care of certain things to help us do that. Well, at the same time, our contract came up for renewal, and it took them forever to decide on the contract. Then we lost the contract. I mean, there was all these negative things that seemed to come in that seemed to drag that out and drag that out and drag that out. Finally, we had to make the decision for Nan to move back to the States. So she moved back to the States, which was hard for us. But in that whole process, we can really see how God's hand and how he stretched us, because it's not something we wanted to do, but he stretched our faith to the point where we're able to do things more effectively. We were able to become involved in Jeff and Julie's ministry more here because of that, even though at the time we didn't want to be separated and she didn't want to go set up the household back in the States by herself, and I really didn't want to stay here by myself and kind of cook for myself and do all those things, take out the trash and that my kids used to do and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, we knew that God was going to take care of us, and God's plan is far better than our plan in the long run. God can do things way greater if we fully trust him, and that's one of the things he's taught me in the last 3 months, 4 months since I've been living in their basement. but it's been neat to see that, because at the time they came over, we were able to we didn't think at first we'd be very much involved. They came to our house and told us about their ministry, and we're like, wow, that's awesome. That sounds really fun, but sorry, you know, we're not going to really be here to help you. We'll encourage you, though, and we'll want to do that. Well, God had other plans, obviously. I didn't know that at the time, but I was going to become more involved in helping them get this started. And that's where it's going to be great for me to be able to go home in a couple of weeks, but at the same time, I'm going to miss all you guys. I'm going to miss being here and being a part of this ministry. I'm going to miss doing sound and helping out back there and not speaking up in front. But it's been amazing to see God's hand here. And if you just look around at the things that have taken place in this building in the last 6 months, it's amazing. And it's truly God's hand that's done it. It's not been, I don't think anyone here would want to take credit for it, because God has brought the right people into this ministry at the right time. And that's amazing. I mean, that's the tapestry that God has developed through our lives. I talked about my heritage and how important that is in laying the foundation for our lives. But at the same time, there's a commitment that we need to do where I need to decide to live for Christ on my own. And then I need to put my full faith and trust behind God and allow him to work in my life and to work in our lives. And I hope those are the three things that you can take with you as I share my testimony. There's not a whole lot of excitement there, not a great many stories to tell, but God's definitely been a part of it, and I want to give him the glory and the honor for all he's done. And I hope that's made an impact in you, and you can take credit from that.
Well, let's pray for Carl. Lord willing, he'll be back next Sunday, but let's pray for him as a body. So if you would stand with me where you are, we'll pray over him as we did Nan and the kids when they went back in our first facility we were at. But we do appreciate, Carl, everything you have done and continue to do and will do even there, though you're not here. But although it sounded to me like he wants to come back and do ministry in a couple years when the kids graduate, that's what I heard, but I don't know. We'll just leave that out there. So that's right. Let's see. Let's pray together. Father God, we do commit to you, Carl and Nan and the kids. Lord, we thank you for the impact that the kids have had in our lives through ministry in the past with them and then now with the whole entire family. Thank you for Carl's willingness to share how you, God, have orchestrated the moves and the decisions and the process and the growth and all that has happened in his life. Father, we just pray, though, as the days are winding down of his being here in Germany and we'll head back and be reunited with the family, we pray your blessing upon Nan as she prepares the home and is setting it up, not just for Christmas, but setting up home for caring, for nurturing for her children and her man. Lord, as we send him back, we thank you, Father, that he has been an active part of the ministry here and will continue to, Father, as they pray and they're invested in the ministry here that reaches people for Jesus. We pray, God, your blessing upon him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, brother.